Proclamation number 3477 of 9th of May, 1945. Transcending matter. Beyond. Detach yourselves from everything you hold dear on earth and only long for my grace, for my love and my presence. And you will truly be more happy than before. For then you will already be ready for the life in the beyond. You can leave Earth every day with the awareness of exchanging it for a far more beautiful life, and the renunciation of earthly goods will seem so small to you because you already foresee the glories of eternal life and joyfully look forward to them. Only then will I recognize your love for me. Only then will your heart be able to accept me. For then you will have overcome matter and be ready for the spiritual kingdom. Anyone who already achieves this on earth is no longer frightened by death. He longs for it because the soul in him strives towards me and wants to break every fetter which the body still signifies for it. Like a golden morning, it spiritually beholds life after death and longs to move in complete freedom, free from all worries, and to walk in blissful light. The human being endures everything on earth in submission which is still granted to him. Only the body still feels suffering and pain. The soul, however, is already so intimately united with me that it can no longer suffer, and thus the human being will only suffer before the eyes of his fellow human beings, but he will no longer feel much himself. For I am so close to him that earthly things no longer touch him. Strive to detach yourselves and know that it is only for your own good, for you can only take possession of one kingdom. The spiritual or the earthly. But the earthly kingdom is transient, the spiritual kingdom is eternal and, if you desire matter too much, can mean torment and immense hardship for you. And you'll have to struggle for endless times until you have overcome this love of matter. On earth, however, you humans can do this more easily, for in view of the beyond you draw the strength for this from my word, which gives you clarification about your purpose of earthly life, if you desire clarification. If you know the purpose and aim of your life, you only need a strong will to achieve this aim, for you will not lack strength if only you muster the will. In the beyond, however, you are powerless and also weak-willed, and without the help of loving souls you cannot progress, and you will rather reject than accept them. And therefore make use of the time on earth and free yourselves from all earthly desire. Renounce and sacrifice in order to exchange me for what you give away. And one day you will sing praise and thanks to me in eternity when you have recognized the worthlessness of that which now seems desirable to you and yet seriously endangers you to attain my kingdom. You lose nothing, whatever you give, but receive it back a thousandfold, only not noticeable to the body, but to the soul. But the soul will continue to exist, while the body will pass away and its stay on earth will soon come to an end. So don't let yourselves be depressed, whatever may come. Think of your soul, think of life after the death of the body, and shape it through the overcoming of matter into a life of bliss. Amen.